Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work. In the book, Chief Optimization Officer, there's a quote in there that says, people are brilliant if you allow them to be. What do you mean by that?
That is one of my favorite quotes of all time. I love the fact that you called that out as well. One of the things, I can't tell you how many times I've talked with leaders who say things like, so-and-so is dumb, or how stupid could they be? Or they use these phraseologies to diminish people. And what's really strange is everybody learns differently and everybody experiences things differently. And if we actually provide people with time and information and space to think things through, most people will actually come up with pretty good solutions. Except for, of course, Scott Bergmeier might have a different opinion.
Well, no, I think it's interesting. I know I have, right? But, oh my gosh, this is so stupid. They're so stupid. This is just, right? Because you're frustrated, and which is not a kind thing to say.
No, it's not.
And I think, God, if you're really, to me, I always think, if someone came to me and said, yeah, you know, so-and-so is on my team, I'm their leader, and they're stupid.
Can you imagine that?
I mean, really? Number one, if they're that bad, why are they still here?
Correct.
I mean, truly, if you really feel that way, what have you done as a leader? Part of your role is to develop people. And sometimes, yeah, you might have to help Elvis leave the building. If they're truly that way, what have you done?
But Scott, I mean, just think about the average person.
Yes.
I mean, the average person is not an idiot.
No. And to me, I mean, even, you know, I think I always find it so fascinating. People, what did you do for school? And they hear, you know, I've done these different things and gone to these different degrees. And they said, well, gosh, would you do it again? Honestly, no, I wouldn't.
I got my paper. I'm done.
I believe I have got a great education.
Yes.
And I learned so much more doing than I did in the classroom. And I think there is, to me, so I can sit here and say, oh, well, they don't have a degree, or they're, you know, gosh, they never graduate. I went to a small Catholic college.
Yes, you did.
And I will never forget my advisor. Okay, so if you have to imagine, for those who know me, those who don't know me, I'm 6'3". I'm a pretty big guy. And my advisor was maybe a 5'5", and she was a nun.
Are you saying 5'5" is short?
Maybe a little vertically challenged, yes. And I say vertically challenged. I think at that height, your feet do touch the ground when you're sitting on the toilet. If they don't, that is my definition of short.
That is so mean. That is so mean. Okay. Not stupid.
And so the two things she said to me that I will never, you can't ever think that I will ever forget this. If I was goofing around in class, she would come up to me and she would look up and she'd look me dead in the eyes and she would say, you are not too big to hit. Okay.
Well, that's phenomenal.
We would chuckle and I knew she was serious. Like, hey, let's focus a bit. Second thing she would say is, an A student works for the B student at a company owned by the C student.
That's right.
And to me, we can sit and play the grade game and we can. My experience is people have a tremendous amount of value if they give them a chance.
You know, not only give them a chance, it's not about grades. It's not about IQ. It's not about age. We are so quick as human beings to have an answer and impose that answer on others. And yet when we actually become really good at asking questions instead of providing answers, that act of asking questions allows people to think, to consider, to say what could be, what if. And honestly, that's that spot. Let's become really great, like superb question askers, and allow people to start thinking and considering and comparing and looking at what their options are and prioritizing. And in that space that we provide for them, not only will we find out that they're brilliant, but they'll find out that they're brilliant. And more importantly, when they start to believe that they are smart and capable and can add value, they will. And that's, I think, that biggest piece of that, right, is we keep thinking it's the wrong thing. It has nothing to do with grades. It has nothing to do with IQ. It has to do with opportunity.
Well, and we're so judgmental about how people act or do, or did they go to this school or that school or this thing or that thing. And to me, it's, did you step back and consider what's going on with that person? And to me, what I keep hearing is what Cy Wakeman would say, what have you done to help?
Oh, I love that. I love that. And Scott, you know, was it last year that we read The CEO Next Door?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we really learned in that book is, you know, we hear about all these CEOs from these big schools, right? And yet the average CEO that is running a really solid, successful business is probably someone that lives on your block, probably drives a Chevy, and probably went to a school a little bit like this kind of school that Scott went to, or a little bit like the school that I went to, or a little bit like the school that Isabel went to. Not big names. None of us graduated at the top of our class. But the fact of the matter is, you give people space and time and opportunity to think, grow, and contribute, they can be brilliant.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.